Thank you, Mr. Porter. Good morning, everyone. With the weather we're having, who would ever thought it was the second week in December? I'd like to welcome any guests that we have here today. 40 years ago, on November 10th, 1975, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank with all hands on deck. It sunk on Lake Superior. I would guess everybody's here over the age of 50 probably remembers the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Anybody under the age of 50 remember the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald? I don't see any hands up. Oh. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald is one of the best known disasters in the history of Great Lakes shipping. The reason I guess everyone over the age of 50 remember this is that in 1976, the Canadian folk singer Gordon Lightfoot had a hit song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The song was a ballad-style song that told the story behind the sinking of the ship. When launched on June 7, 1958, the Edmund Fitzgerald was the largest ship on the North America Great Lakes, and she remained the largest ship to have ever sunk. She weighed in at 13,632 tons. She was 729 feet long, which is about 2.5 football fields, 75 feet wide, which is about the half the width of a football field, and she was 39 feet tall. A little fun fact is, Noah's Ark was approximately 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall. And this is using the measurement of 18 inches per cubit. A cubit could be any place from 18 to 22 inches, so the Noah's Ark could have been a little bit bigger, depending on what measurement they used. So the width and the height of Noah's Ark was about the same as the Edmund Fitzgerald, but was a little bit shorter. And we can find the dimensions of the Ark in Genesis 6:15. But getting back to the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, she weighed in at, again, 13,632 tons, but she was carrying a load of iron ore that weighed 26,000 tons. So she was carrying a load twice what the ship weighed. To me, it's amazing how a ship that big with that much weight can float on a lake. What made me think of the Edmund Fitzgerald and her sinking was something I saw on Facebook. Someone had posted a saying, "Ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what happens around you get inside you and weigh you down." When I thought about that, it was kind of, I thought about the ship and just how big these ships are, but yet they can be surrounded by water, but they still float. As Christians, we need to be careful to not let what is happening around us get inside us and sink us. We have to be careful what we allow inside us. As an example, this time of year, we cannot hardly go into a store without hearing a special type of music. It just gets into us. And before you know it, you may be singing along, or you're thinking, "Nah, that's a nice rendition of that song." Just because you've heard it over and over again for 40 years, it has slowly trickled into our lives. We have become surrounded with this music just like we do a ship with water. It's just all around us. No matter how we try hard, we try to keep out the music and everything around the world around us. Just like a ship, water always gets in. And that's why a ship has bilge pumps to kind of pump out the water that gets into them. The world we live in keeps getting worse and worse. We are either in it or getting close to the time of Matthew 26. Matthew 26, in verse 3, we see a question being asked by the disciples to Jesus. Verse 3 of Matthew 26. "Now he said, on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?'" As the chapter goes on, we see the warnings of what will take place at the end times. False teachers will arise, wars between nations, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and lawlessness will abound. I think if we look at the world around us, I think we're there. If not, we're getting very close. The list keeps going on, and this is happening now. We are surrounded by this on a daily basis, just like a ship is surrounded by water. What we have to do right now is not let it get into us. We cannot afford to let the thoughts and the ways of this world get into us as Christians. We are told by the world we should not judge others. Many Christians have bought into this. So when they see same-sex marriages and all the other stuff going on around us, they have become numb to it and figure, if it's not affecting me, it's not really bothering me. Who am I to judge? This is the same thought that Lot had and many others in the Bible at different times. Lot let the ways of the city he was living in, Sodom, slowly get into his life to the point that he almost let it destroy him. We see this in Genesis 19. We have to judge what is going on around us, just like what Christ warned us about, and not let it affect us by getting into us. Like the songs at this time of the year I talked about earlier, they slowly get into us over time, and before we know all the lyrics. Not that because we try to, just because life happens. We have to be very careful how things can slowly creep into our lives without us knowing about it. The Edmund Fitzgerald left Superior, Wisconsin at 2:15 p.m. on the afternoon of November 9th, 1975. She was en route to a steel mill in Zug Island near Detroit, Michigan. The weather forecast was not unusual for November of that time of the year. The National Weather Service predicted a storm would pass just south of Lake Superior by 7 a.m. on November 10th. The National Weather Service altered its forecast at 7 p.m., issuing gale warnings for the whole area of Lake Superior. The Fitzgerald altered course northern to go along the coastline of Ontario to kind of help shelter it from the storm that was coming. She encountered the storm at 1 a.m. on November 10th. Fitzgerald reported winds of 60 miles per hour and waves as 10 feet high. At 2 a.m. on November 10th, the National Weather Service changed its warning from gale to storm warning, forecasting winds as high as 40 to 58 miles per hour. Shortly after 3:30 p.m., the captain of the Fitzgerald radioed it was taking on water and had lost two vent covers. The vessel had developed a list, or a lean. Two of Fitzgerald's six bulge pumps ran continuously to discharge the water. Shortly after 4:10 p.m., the captain of the Fitzgerald reported radio failure and asked the Anderson, which is another ship that was following it close by, to keep track of them on their radar. Between 5 to 5:30 p.m., the captain of the Fitzgerald reported, "I have a bad list, I have lost both radars, am taking heavy seas over the deck in one of the worst storms I've ever been in." By late in the afternoon of November 10th, sustained winds over 58 miles per hour reported by ships and other observation points across Lake Superior. The Anderson, which was following it, logged sustained winds as high as 67 miles per hour at around 4:52 p.m., while waves increased to as high as 25 feet by 6 p.m. that evening. The Anderson was also struck by 81 to 86 mile per hour gusts and rogue waves as high as 35 feet, which is the height of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The last communication from the Fitzgerald came at approximately 7:10 p.m. that evening when the captain of the Fitzgerald reported, "We are holding our own." Shortly, a few minutes after that, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank. Two of the theories that on the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald was the 35-foot rogue wave that hit the Anderson also hit the Edmund Fitzgerald, causing her to sink. Also, the theory was the cargo hold flooded with all the water coming over the deck, and the bilge pumps couldn't keep the water out of the ship. A great storm is coming. Are we ready for it? In Matthew 10, verse 16, it says, "Behold, I'm sending you out as ships in the midst of the wolves." Or actually it says, "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of the wolves." But it could just be easily say ships. "Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." We have to be wise to the ways of this world we live in, to the ways that Satan is deceiving the world that we live in and trying to get to us. We have to be careful that the warnings we read in Matthew 24 do not get to us and sink us. We have received the weather reports and warnings. What are we going to do about it? A great storm is coming. Are you ready for it? Have you prepared for it? Going back to the saying, ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down.